You know what's not being talked about enough right now is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, this subject hits home for me because I was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. And as I got older, I spent a lot more time in North Georgia, near Marjorie Taylor Greene's district, in Marjorie Taylor Greene's district. I knew a lot of people who voted for Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? And it is so crazy to me that she has now flipped on Trump and is going with this whole angle right here. Humbly, I'm sorry. Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's turning a new leaf after years of divisive comments. And I want to get into this, and I want to hear some of your thoughts, because the real question I continue to have is, should we believe her? My opinion is no, but I also want to cue you into a few things you probably haven't heard. Now, before we get into this, if you haven't seen me here before, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, I post YouTube videos as well on my own channel. There's a link in the description. I try to post 2 or 3 videos a day. It'd mean a lot if you checked it out. You guys are the best. And on this channel, like I always say, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media. A lot of the disinformation we're hearing from the other side of the aisle, Adam and I and other Gen Z voices are trying to punch back against that and beat it going into 2026 and 2028 and beyond. So if you want to help us do that and be a part of this community, drum roll, please hit subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. We appreciate each and every one of you, truly. So let's hop right into this. Marjorie Taylor Greene, humbly, I'm sorry. She recently did a 60 Minutes interview about the fact that she's, you know, a Trump and her had this big breakup and she's done. And she was talking about the Epstein files. I want you to take a listen to this clip.
We did talk about the Epstein files, and he was extremely angry at me that I had signed the discharge petition to release the files. I fully believe that those women deserve everything they're asking. They're asking for all of it to come out. They deserve it. And he was furious with me.
What did he say?
He said that it was going to hurt people.
He said it was going to hurt people. And you almost see there, she like looks to the side, and I can kind of see her brain like going, like she's recounting this conversation with Trump, and she just leaves it there. Interesting. Now, here's the thing. I don't disagree with her in this aspect. It's still not talked about enough. And I know that might sound insane, but the fact that the sitting president of the United States was best friends with one of the most prominent sexual predators of our lifetimes, or one of the most well-known, at least I should say, in Jeffrey Epstein. He was best friends with him. He hung out with him all the time. Donald Trump himself, I scream about this all the time on TikTok and TikTok Live when I talk to Trump supporters, debate Trump supporters. This is a predator. This is someone who's been found liable for sexual abuse, been found liable for defamation, defaming the woman he sexually abused. Defamation, again, he has 25 plus sexual assault allegations. The way he talks about women is so gross, so disgusting. And he's the president of the United States. Here's a story that you may have never seen before. Me and Adam and some other people on the team took a while to try to dig this story up, and we found it. I feel like it's not talked about often. Trump flaunts teen for vodka party, 2008. And then if you see here, 17-year-old vodka server. And we purposely had to blur this section out because this girl apparently was serving vodka underage for a Trump party, like a Trump vodka line, and was naked. Donald Trump and his vodka line could be in hot water after pics surfaced of a 17-year-old girl naked except for body paint serving drinks at this Super Bowl party for the vodka. If you look here, Trump spreads fertilizer in vodka scandal. This is another article about this. And if we read one of the quotes from this article, the Donald now is casting blame at the 17-year-old girl who ended up naked at his party. The girl showed up at Trump's vodka Super Bowl party slinging his vodka without a stitch of clothing. Trump says she's probably, quote, she's probably just a publicity whore. His reps tell TMZ with a straight face that this 17-year-old crashed the party and just happened to have her whole body painted with Trump vodka logos, and the so-called party crasher was allowed to serve up the vodka. Trump's rep says, given the circumstances, we can only guess that she crashed the event to seek publicity for herself. So literally just blaming this 17-year-old girl when obviously Trump hired her. Trump must have known. Somebody in the venue must have known. It's obvious that she wasn't crashing the party. Oh yeah, this is so fun. Let's go crash a party and work the event and serve the alcohol. How, when have you and your friends ever been like, hey guys, let's crash a party and work as the bartender? What are you talking about? Absurd. And again, I haven't heard this story talked about anywhere. This girl is 17. That is effing disgusting. And there's so many stories like this of Donald J. Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think you take what she gives you, which is if she's going to push against Trump around these Epstein files, as we all should, okay, fantastic. She's on the team for this issue. But be very, very, very careful with Marjorie Taylor Greene. On her way out, she's all of a sudden taking this very different tone. This was essentially a town hall she did recently in Murray. Take a listen.
You see, this? Let me tell you about these people behind me. They are tired. They are so damn tired of this bullshit right here. You know what they think of when they think of Vanguard? They think of BlackRock. And we're all still wondering why Thomas Crooks, who shot Donald Trump in an ear, was on a BlackRock commercial. Here, let me explain to you another reason why I'm here other than talking to the EPA. This has been the number one issue of calls I have had coming into my office, and I get a lot of phone calls. I get all kinds of phone calls. I get death threats. As a matter of fact, the Capitol Police sent me a report this morning that is I've been in Congress 5 years, and my office has reported 773 death threats for me. And I drove up here in my own car with my 9mm in my glove box.
It's interesting she's thankful for the Capitol Police now, as she was, you know, pushing one of the main proponents of the 2020 election lie, especially in Georgia, that caused, you know, Capitol Police officers to get beat over the head, tased in the neck. Several of them ended up taking their own lives afterwards. Individuals who swore an oath to protect the Capitol sat alone, scared, after they had been pummeled with death threats, pummeled with, you know, hate from MAGA and people like this. They're part of some deep state conspiracy, the PTSD from the event, and they sat alone and they took their own lives. Again, be very, very careful when it comes to people like this. That's my take. And you might have a different one. But I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is very manipulative and very smart. And it's possible that she's prepping herself for a post-Trump Republican Party. Let's keep listening.
And I didn't come rolling off with a little nice fancy security team like you guys did. No, I didn't come in on a private plane like you guys did. But the amount of phone calls that I have had coming into my office of this community right here, livid, begging, pleading, shouting, and saying to stop this disgusting, look at it, we even have a picture of it. It's not even clean looking. Y'all didn't even clean it off. They don't want this here. But it's a tale as old as time. You prey on a rural community, you preyed on them.
Look, I think you get the point here. Marjorie Taylor Greene taking this new tone, this shift in tone going after Donald Trump. Look at this tweet she recently sent out. Typical of Republican men telling a woman to, quote, shut up, get back in the kitchen and fix me something to eat. F you in the sweetest, most southern drawl I can enunciate. I have been trying to tell all you men that our kitchen pantry is empty with spiderwebs, our house has been ransacked, the windows and doors are broken and busted, and the greedy rich bastards have twisted your mind into a sick state that you all continue in the two-party toxic political system that acts like college football playoffs, yet is burying you and your children and their children and their children in a pine box in a shallow grave. Get off your ass and fix your own damn food and clean up the kitchen when you're done. Wow. Again, a different tone towards Republicans, Republican men, towards your own party. But again, please, please, please do not let Marjorie Taylor Greene get away with stuff like this. Get away with the fact that she's up 142% in stock she bought days before ICE was awarded a massive contract. Right? This woman only cares about herself. She's just like Donald Trump. She cares most about what? Power. And then enriching herself. That's it. Top two right there. And so my hope is that moving into potentially a post-Trump Republican world, eventually, whatever that looks like, that people don't allow Marjorie Taylor Greene to take this tone of, oh, you know, I'm really sorry that I was the main proponent of the toxic politics. Like, we want people. We want to encourage people to change, right? But there has to be levels to this. I mean, she was the proponent, the most toxic politician over the last, like, 4 years. The most. The amount of just rampant racism, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, conspiracy theories, 2020 election lies, and now it's just like, oh, I wanted to... Bullshit. And the thing is, you take what she gives you, the Epstein files. In case you missed the most recent drop, look at this. Look at this. We got pictures of Jeffrey Epstein's island for the first time ever. Pictures that hadn't been seen, I should say, from the House Oversight Committee. This is a picture from like a room, like a main living room, Jeffrey Epstein's island, one of the buildings. Do you notice something here? The gold? The gold plating looks very, 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 very familiar, a lot of people mention. The Trump Epstein pedophile ring is the greatest scandal in American history. I'm at the door, but I will wait for my time. I don't want to come early to find Trump in your house. I mean, you've seen these emails of Jeffrey Epstein talking to Ghislaine Maxwell, talking about Donald Trump and the fact that he was around all the time. And so let Marjorie Taylor Greene make this push, but be careful. And stay tuned, because just recently a judge approved the release of Epstein grand jury documents in Florida. A federal judge in Florida ordered the release of previously sealed testimony after legislation passed last month authorizing the disclosure. This is very specific information on Jeffrey Epstein, kind of a small batch if you think of everything that's potentially available to the public, but important nonetheless. Keep talking about this. Keep making your voices heard. I'm proud of each and every one of you, because right now in American history, this is not an easy time. It's not an easy time to be politically involved, but truly from the bottom of my heart, I hope you know that I am so proud of you, because you keep at it every single day, whether that's talking to friends and family, whether that's just watching videos and staying informed, whether that's, I don't know, sharing videos, making videos, you know, maybe you work in politics in your local area, maybe you volunteer at a food bank, whatever you do, just know it matters, and I am proud of you. Look, once again, my name is Chris Mallory. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. Link to my YouTube channel is in the description down below. Make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Mockler channel, and I will see you in the next video.